China calls Canada laughingstock of the world over Justin Trudeau's Nazi celebration. By Francis Martel on September 28, 2023. The Chinese propaganda outlet Global Times joined the global chorus of disgust and mockery of the Canadian Parliament on Wednesday, calling the government of radical leftist Prime Minister Justin Trudeau the laughingstock of the world for offering a standing ovation to a 98-year-old former Nazi soldier. Since the end of World War II, no country's parliament or politicians have ever honored Nazi war veterans in an official event, as, obviously, it is an act violating the most fundamental value of human society in today's world, the Chinese government mouthpiece observed. But Canada did. The mentality of Westerners is so deeply trapped in the Cold War, and they have lost in the hysteria on the path to completely defeat their opponents, the publication thundered. The Global Times accused Canadian politicians of habitually seeking attention on the international stage and accusing Trudeau of having little sense of historical and moral justice. It also mocked Trudeau personally for responding to the condemnation of the event by warning observers to beware of unspecified Russian disinformation instead of taking responsibility for applauding a Nazi. The incident occurred on Friday as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the Canadian Parliament. Ottawa has vocally supported Zelensky's military efforts against the full-scale Russian invasion of his country that began in February 2022. Russian strongman Vladimir Putin has repeatedly described the invasion, which Moscow refers to as a special operation, as necessary to denazify Ukraine. Zelensky has ardently rejected the classification of his democratically elected administration as a Nazi regime, and Western observers have cited the leader's own Jewish heritage. Canadian Parliament Speaker Anthony Rota complicated this narrative during Zelensky's visit to the legislative chamber, however, by inviting Ukrainian-Canadian Yaroslav Hunka to the event as a guest of honor. "He is a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero, and we thank him for all his service," Rota said, prompting a standing ovation from Trudeau, Zelensky, and all others in the chamber for the 98-year-old. Hunka served in the 4th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS, 1st Galician, a Nazi division recruited from. Rota responded to the growing scandal by claiming he had no information regarding Hunka's service for Nazi Germany and vowing to accept full responsibility for his actions. He resigned from his position early this week. Trudeau, however, has avoided responsibility, calling his applause for the Nazi deeply embarrassing to the Parliament of Canada, not himself specifically, and warning Canadians disgusted by the celebration. "I think it's going to be really important that all of us push back against Russian disinformation and continue our steadfast, unequivocal support for Ukraine." The Global Times mocked Trudeau, who, in addition to publicly applauding a Nazi, also has an extensive history of donning blackface, a racist practice in which white people paint their skin to mock darker-skinned people, for his Russian disinformation remarks, calling them ridiculous. What does the ignorance of Canadian politicians have to do with Russia? The Chinese outlet asked. Trudeau's rhetoric only shows that he has little sense of historical and moral justice, as evidenced by his habitual tendency to shift blame rather than introspect in response to the overwhelming condemnation from Jewish groups. The Global Times questioned how the Canadian Parliament mindlessly applauded a World War II veteran who fought against Russia without considering the alliances at play during that war. When Canadian politicians mindlessly rose to their feet and applauded, not a single professional politician in the Parliament seemed to have considered that the Soviet Union and Canada were on the same side during World War II, the side that battled Nazis together, the Times noted. "It is a vivid epitome of the Western world, where anti-Russia is the overwhelming political correctness. People are reluctant to think, how could anyone who has ever fought against Russia possibly be the bad guy? The mentality of Westerners is so deeply trapped in the Cold War, and they have lost in the hysteria on the path to completely defeat their opponents," the state publication concluded. While taking the moral high ground on celebrations of Nazis in Canada, the Chinese government is currently engaging in its own genocide that human rights advocates have repeatedly compared to the actions of Nazi Germany. In occupied East Turkestan, west of China's legitimate borders, communist dictator Xi Jinping began a campaign shortly after seizing the presidency in 2014 to eliminate indigenous populations, most prominently the Uyghur Turkic ethnic group. Xi's government began erecting concentration camps in East Turkestan in 2017 and has reportedly built more than 1,200 of them, housing as many as 3 million people, where survivors say they face extreme torture, gang rape, indoctrination, slavery, and other atrocities. Watch, Chinese concentration camp survivor, I saw people tortured for denying Xi Jinping is God. Outside the camps, China launched a forced sterilization campaign to eliminate the growth of Uyghur and other Turkic populations and flooded the region with ethnic Han Communist Party members to dilute the indigenous communities there. Leaked documents from the East Turkestan Communist Party indicate that Xi directly ordered the party to break the lineages of the indigenous people of the region. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.